Polk Street was a great place to find yourself or to lose yourself. The first time I came here, I came by a different name and just created a whole character, and people accepted me. It's kind of like what I call Emperor Norton syndrome. You're trying to get away from something to try to find yourself. And then when you find yourself, you're blessed to find out that you have friends that understand that when they really find out where you're really from. The first time I came to San Francisco, I was between 11 and 12 years old. It was just a magical time because I was running from my past. I didn't want my parents to find me. And I figured the only way for them not to find me was to create a totally different person. I'd worked with Irish people before, and I'm Irish, and decided to create a character, a little fake past, because I wanted to get away from it. So therefore, the illegal immigrant hiding was my excuse for them not to find me, ever. And it was my safety net. It was the only way I could deal with the abuse and sort of dissociate from my past and try to create a better person with a better past. I just kept trying to find my way, and it seemed like the only people that were willing to help me without asking for anything degrading was on Polk. You could get paid for sweeping a sidewalk, cleaning windows, and stuff like that. The business owners actually took care of people who were willing to work. If you were under the table, there was no records of you, so no one could find you. But yeah, you could set up camp, basically make a living. If the area looked very scary, I would use the persona. And that way, if you got into any trouble, you could just pull away and they wouldn't know who the hell you were. I told them I was from County Cork, and I had some family in Mayo, and that's some that I didn't get along with in Donegal up north. Knew all about Sinn Féin, Bobby Sands, and basically studied up all my history, and also hung out with a lot of illegal Irish people and got involved with Irish gypsies and the travelers. Once I graduated high school in 84, I headed back, and I was an adult. I put on the Irish accent and everything, and people were getting me jobs left and right because I was like the new thing. I'd sit down and order a coffee and a shot of Bushmills, and they'd say, well, sure you don't want Christian Brothers? I said, oh, I'm having issues with home right now. I don't want to drink Christian Brothers. I'm pissed off at them. I said, well, what's going on with you? I said, well, you know, I'm not working. I don't got a place to stay. And I just need a drink right now and figure out what I'm going to do with my life. I said, so, can I sweep your steps or do something maybe? You know, oh, go ahead. And most of the bartenders knew I wasn't. But they're like, okay, well, the tourists are getting a kick out of this one, so let's have them sweeping outside the front. It was my job, being the illegal Mick, basically, to transfer liquor between bars, which is illegal, grabbing one person who was being irate from one bar and kindly getting him to another bar, which went perfect into the persona of the pub-carrying Irish Mick. Coy, the Irish guy, he didn't take no lip from anybody. I just know. He wasn't going to get anybody hurt, but he wasn't going to get hurt, although I did find out I was very well able to use my anger and subdue people. The message on Polk Street was, find out who the hell you are so we can know you. And if you're trying to be someone else, at least believe in that person you're becoming. The past was a lie. The accent was a lie. The person was real. The inner strength that I really had inside me that I didn't know I had, the ability to focus and be a real person. At that point in time, they seemed to be the best qualities that I had. The safest qualities. They were strong. I was able to fight. No one was going to hurt me. With my abuse problems, I never really was my own person until I created this fake person. I didn't realize that. And Polk Street let me, with people embracing that, really helped me find and accept the person who I am. One of the favorite songs I'd sing while I was drinking was, some say the devil is dead, the devil is dead, he's buried in Killarney. Some say he rose again and joined the British Army. Drink up boys, we're pissed off now, we're going to get pissed again. And then we go on and on and on. And then I put on the Clancy Brothers and go off and sing different tunes. I said, okay. Are you a bunch of dark and tans in here? Are you going to come in here and raise up a bunch of shit? You having some good crack tonight? I'm not saying the stuff you're smoking. Crack means fun now, goddammit. You know how to drink your ale. You know how to drink your beer. Oh, look, a pissy little vodka drinker again, huh? Is that a lime in there? I knew it. You're a limey. I knew you're a limey bastard in here again. We're having a drink and having a hoot. Okay. Fine, I'm going to go over here, sit in the door, and check your IDs again to see if you're all going to pass. But, you know. You know, it wasn't until I really moved in with Sal that I started having a home instead of a place to sleep. And Polk Street introduced me to Sal. Sal is a saint. The persona was with us for 2 years. I didn't want a relationship when I met Sal, but I fell in love. Every day I was getting closer and a bit of me was coming out. And eventually it all had to flood out, which means I had to remember everything that happened to me in the past and relive it and share it, which I did not want to do. And the fact that when I came clean with it, he forgave me. And we've been together 10 years. And I explained why. He met some of my family and understood. You know, when you're driving down the road and you see cloth-wrapped crosses, you know, you kind of understand, okay, there's a good reason I'm not here. Some people go crazy, they get split personalities. I didn't get a split personality. I developed one. I knew it wasn't real. And in my case, I was blessed. I had enough caring friends that it worked. People can talk as much shit as they want about Polk Street. A lot of people call it the gutter. Well, you know, call it what you want. It's honest. Even though I played it, a lot of times the fake Irish person. It was nice to me.